Thanks for waiting. Work got busy at the last minute, and they said that I could get in trouble if I didn't stay and help until things calmed down. Can you believe that? I guess they paid me more, though, which is nice. Hey, what smells so good? Wow, you're making salmon tonight? It's my favorite. But that's not the only thing that smells good. You smell amazing. You're my favorite smell. It's only natural since you're my mate, or boyfriend. Do you know what I meant? I was gonna put this off, but I'm not hungry yet, and the food still needs some more time, right? Good. Because I need to ask you for a favor, and it is very important to me. Even if you're not really into what I'm proposing, I'm still hoping you'll help me. I mean, you do still enjoy just being with me, right? Good. We haven't had the time for it lately, but we did this a lot when we started dating. It was so cute how you always met me outdoors. You knew I was still getting used to all the indoor life, so you took me on all the local parks and trails. We had picnics a few times. It took me a little while to figure out how amazing you were being for me, though. Okay. Yeah, so here we are. We're living together and things have gotten pretty serious, and I've been thinking. If you're okay with it, I really, really would like to hunt you. What? No, not like that, silly. I would never. You're so cute when you think I'm gonna attack you, though. This is like practice. I'm way too shy to ask anyone else, and I don't want to lose my edge. If you're okay with it and you like doing this with me, then maybe we can do this like once a week. Sometimes indoors, like today, and other times outside. Well, no, of course I don't have to hunt for food anymore. I have a job, and I live in a nice place, and I know that if anything happens, you'll help to provide for me, but anyway, the point is, I should still practice hunting. It keeps me grounded in my people's traditions, and it is a very useful skill. It keeps me in good shape. You too. Plus, there are other more important reasons. Don't you think our kids should keep some of my natural instincts? Yeah, I said our kids. What about it? I'm just speaking hypothetically. You understand. It's not like I'm asking you to father my kittens or anything. It's way too soon, I know that. And will you just help me, please? It's embarrassing enough asking you to do this. Of course it's embarrassing. I can only ask you because I trust you completely, and I know you won't make fun or tell anyone. But I was still kind of afraid. Look, I want to be the best possible girlfriend for you, and you want me as your girlfriend, right? Well, most girlfriends don't reflexively chase after a mouse they see running across the kitchen floor, or hiss when they see a girl hitting on their man, or go into, heat. But all of that stuff, it's part of me, and you accept it, but it's also very animalistic and primal, and as accepting as humanity has been of me, people really don't understand or like that part of us. And I don't blame them. The animal world is scary, even for those of us who have lived in it. So I want to maintain my instincts. And I want to be able to teach our potential children to hunt too, so they can provide for themselves. Besides that, it would teach them to be self-sufficient, and it'd build confidence too, and that's why I'm asking. Yes! Okay, I am so excited to finally be doing this. You can start whenever. You're overthinking it. Just run away from me. You can start slowly and then go faster. Try to make it hard on me, but not too hard on yourself, okay? I know this house seems a bit cramped, but it's a good place to start. That's it. Just the jog, and I'll follow. You need to feel me at your heels. And then when you're ready, just start going faster and... Hey! You're pretty quick, I'll give you that. But I'm quicker. And you're gonna have to do better than that if... Oh, that was a clever little move there. But I almost had you. You're learning. Moving in a straight line isn't always a good idea, is it? I can catch up with you by going over the sofa that you have to go around. You have to keep turning and twisting. And maybe one day you'll be good at this, and you'll be able to lose me, and I'll have to track you by scent. But not today. Closer. Closer. I have your scent in my nose, and God, you smell good. I can almost taste you. Got you. Of course I had to tackle you, silly. That's part of the fun. But I don't hear you complaining about me being on top of you and grinding against you. I might be a little in heat right now. Hush. You're not complaining. You did run really well for me, though. You didn't fake it or anything, and I got really excited. Mm-hmm. In both ways. As a hunter and as your mate. Girlfriend. Whatever. Anyways, you're underneath me now, and that means you have to do what I want. Because it's the way of our people. Yes, I just made that up. And no, it doesn't matter. Because I have you pinned, and I can feel how hard you are for me. So I won this round, and I get to choose my prize. I pick your cock. Baby, I'm gonna suck every last bit of cum out of you. And you're gonna like it. And then we're gonna go back to the sofa, and I'll eat the salmon out, and we can eat that together while you tell me what an amazing girlfriend I am. Sound good? Good. Now, hold still while I get your perfect cock out. Don't say that, it is a perfect cock. Because it's yours and I say so. Shut up. So fucking delicious. Human girls really don't know how good they have it. Oh, baby, they missed out on you. You should have been mated long before you met me. They were really just letting you go around with this cock and your eyes and your mind and your heart. I couldn't believe just how lucky I was when I met you. You know, I was certain you were already taken, but you weren't. And you asked me out right before I could ask you. That's it, baby, let go. Don't think about anything except how good my mouth feels. Look me in the eyes, baby. See how much I love and adore you. Oh, I want to chase you and fuck you and blow you all the time. I think about you every single day. Oh, I can't get enough of this perfect fucking cock. I can't get enough of this perfect boyfriend of mine. I know it's too early for this, but I can't stop thinking about us moving in together. I want you forever, baby. And I know in my heart that you're my one true mate. Oh, you're coming. Oh my god, you taste so fucking good. I know you're sensitive, but I have to get every last drop. I can't believe how delicious you are. See, that was a fun game, right? I won, you won, our future babies won, everybody won. Good. I'm glad you agree. Let's, cuddle a bit. And maybe after dinner we could do this again? Oh, I'm sure you have a few more chases in you before bedtime, right?